This is WUGA News. I'm Alexia Ridley. It's a public health concern we don't often discuss, but loneliness touches countless Americans, with nearly one in three older adults affected. And while everyone and every personality type is susceptible to loneliness, older adults tend to have more risk factors. Dr. Kirsten Emerson is a professor of gerontology at the University of Georgia.
Loneliness has a stigma attached to it. We don't like to admit that we're lonely. Even the way we as researchers find out if someone's lonely, we never use the word loneliness because people don't want to admit to it.
Emerson says we should look for people whose lives have changed.
If they have an illness and they're no longer getting out, they may be at a higher risk for loneliness. Or if they've just moved to your neighborhood and maybe they don't know anyone yet and they haven't joined any social groups, they might be more lonely. Or if you have a friend or a neighbor who used to be really active and engaged, but they had to stop driving for any number of reasons, that's actually a pretty big risk factor as well.
She says friends, relatives, and neighbors can help.
It's hard to know if someone's lonely just by looking at them. We don't have a good blood test, so doctors can't just scan you to see if you're lonely. You really have to ask someone if their needs are being met. And so sometimes it's as simple as asking someone how they're doing and if they'd like to have more social interaction.
Dr. Emerson says the holiday season can temporarily affect loneliness, but chronic loneliness is the major concern. She says those experiencing symptoms should reach out to others, discuss it, and be aware that others suffer as well. For WUGA News, I'm Alexia Ridley.